This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August the 13th of 2019. We were talking no other than Peer-to-Peer Network, a.k.a. MobiCard, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol PTOP. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company. Going to bring us up to speed. A lot of great things are happening over there. Josh Sadaitis. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, everybody. I always appreciate it. I always start off by saying forward-looking statements are subject to change. A past performance is not indicative of future returns. There are no guarantees in the market, and you should always consult with a financial advisor before making any investment decision. But I really am happy to be back to your show, Everett. It's been quite a while since the last time I was on your show. And, you know, I know everyone's been anticipating a lot from the company. I also want to say thank you to all my positive shareholders for being inspirational to me and giving me the positive energy to stay focused and energized. You know, when I came into the company, my mission was to change the way business is conducted and connect people in business to be closer and more productive. The company was literally like a patient on life support in the ER when I entered the company. And my progress since becoming the CEO in the late summer of 2018 has been so transformational. I like to think of it as a caterpillar transforming into a beautiful butterfly. And now that patient's out of the hospital, ready to thrive. You know, I make light of the situation, but since I've become CEO, I've really reorganized the entire team, added at least 75 to 80 new long to midterm shareholders from Code to Action and a settlement in 2019, which satisfied our largest outstanding liability and transferring all of the intellectual property from C2A into our company, like the patents and technology. This gave the company a new beginning with added shareholders to share the same goals as the original PTOP shareholders. You know, MobiCard got granted a utility patent, which detailed 19 material claims, and I filed a continuation patent to add and enhance those material claims, which we just recently paid the allowance fees for that patent to be granted from the United States Trademark and Patent Office, and that should be coming very soon. I've repeated over and over again that the core business product is my first and foremost priority, and that with the launch of the new technology platform that we will have with Apple, Google, and the web app component, we should really be ready to shoot for the stars. The core business product is the fundamental building block that will skyrocket the company to success. So I added features like artificial intelligence, paid for an additional amendment to our original contract. Now that slowed the development down. I added another amendment to give us the tools to monetize the app in the future and paid additional costs for that as well, which took up a little bit more time. Now with over 384 features and counting, our new technology platform will include Apple and Google mobile apps, as well as a component for a web application. Steadfast leadership has not been for nothing. And the news that shareholders have been dying to hear is upon us today. If you will, Everett, drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, shareholders of PTOP, the apps have been submitted to their respective stores and the beta test version should be available in the app stores very, very soon. In fact, Google has already been submitted into the store and has been approved. It's published according to the store. The Google audit process has already been completed. The Apple app has been submitted to the Apple store and is going through the audit process, and we anticipate that being approved very soon. So let me repeat, all of the apps have been submitted to their respective store, and the Google app has already been approved.
Well, Josh, congratulations on that. I'm sure your shareholders will be thrilled about the news. So when can we see these apps?
Well, so first off, Everett, I will say you can see the Google app actually already on a link if you use like a laptop or desktop. However, because the platform needs to be able to share a card, you know, from an Apple phone to an Android or Android to Apple, the link that people are seeing from the Google app is not ready to work, as we want to make sure that we launch these apps, including the web app component, when all the apps have finished their audit. So that means the Apple audit team is setting that pace for us right now. So to be clear, Apple now has to check all 384 plus features and then approve each one and every one of them. And then we will kick off our beta test program on all platforms. So let's just say that that date is fast approaching, but we don't know because it's the Apple audit team. See, MobiCard couldn't afford to haphazardly meet some arbitrary deadline, as this could have serious ramifications and could have jeopardized the success of our apps. As you can gauge from, you know, the shareholders, you know, on the message boards and stuff, from the last several months, the MobiCard team, along with our development partners, have deliberately invested countless hours to get things done efficiently, such as rolling out SSL certificates. We've begun work on a new website that will debut at a future date, AWS logistics, back-end connectivity, CSR requests, preliminary audits and checklists internally, and made sure that QA testing, quality assurance testing, has been completed. Google was successfully submitted into the store, and as people could see, it's been approved through that entire audit process. For those of you that are watching the video portion of this broadcast, you should see the graphics now showing three screenshots for the Google Play. The first one is containing what's called the IARC certificate that was assigned when MobiCard app was submitted to the App Store on December 9th of 2019. The second screenshot shows the version history that we pushed out, and the last screenshot shows the app, how it's actually appearing, will appear in the App Store as it appears. So please note that even though it is listed in the Google Store, it is not yet active. We need all the apps approved before we go live with our beta. Google has just moved a little faster than Apple. So the good news is one down and one pending approval as we speak. What MobiCard and I have, hopefully the shareholders have learned too, if you're going to do something right in the app field, development is a marathon, not a sprint. Each step is meticulous and must be completed in succession without any interference. As we have made extraordinary progress, we really do appreciate the shareholders' patience and cooperation. And on behalf of the entire MobiCard team, I'm really proud to make this announcement.
Well, it seems like there's been a lot of chat, if you will, on message boards about a new website. Is this accurate? I know you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but how far are we out from that?
So, I mean, great question, right? So I don't even know how these shareholders found the website since we didn't even announce it yet, but it is our site. And, you know, I want everyone to know all our apps will be linked to our new website. It's really three apps. People need to understand this. There are two mobile apps, right, with Google and Apple, but there's a web component app. So some of the features that you get on your phone, if you have an iPhone or an Android, you may not get certain of those features at the enterprise level when we're signing up big companies, right? So those features will be much more enhanced, but they all link to the web component. So our website is actually more than just what normal people think of a website. It has all of these features interconnected between both of the apps. So I will explain when we actually have the website fully functional and when it's ready to be announced, it will go live as soon as our beta program goes live as well. So that's coming soon. So people shouldn't be looking at the new website. We haven't even announced the new website yet. We'll make that announcement at the same time that we make the beta announcement.
This all sounds pretty exciting, and it's a huge milestone for MobiCard. Is there anything else, next chapter for MobiCard and what the shareholders can look forward to?
Yeah, well, so this is huge news, right? I mean, shareholders must be super excited to finally have the app submitted. Just means it's a very short time frame until the Apple one is approved and the beta program starts. But it's actually huge news for a number of reasons. In regards to what's next, clearly the beta test program will launch as soon as the Apple app, you know, clears the audit. Beta test program will be headed by Connor Boyd, and those that were lucky enough to be selected will receive emails immediately upon the completion of the audit process with Apple and when the beta test program kicks off. Connor Boyd will be our beta test program leader. He's coordinating directly with those selected. alongside our development partners, Think Latitude, and their job will be to fix the bugs and errors and apps prior to the official launch date of the enterprise apps. So because I've taken a systematic approach to completing certain specific strategic objectives, my top priority had been to complete the new technology platform for the core business product. But this new announcement and development will now allow me to allocate my focus to other strategic objectives, like enhancing our proprietary solutions and protecting the brand through our patents, which, you know, we'll have that second patent granted probably very soon here. We do intend to file a third one. But more importantly, you know, the shareholders probably want to hear that with the technology and core business products really out of the way, the resources of the company can now go into completing the financials, removing the stop sign, and getting everything current. You know, with the proper funding, we'll be able to micro-focus on getting everything we need to have the financials completed, which have been delinquent since 2015, well before I was even part of the company. Because accounting's out of my skill set, and I'm actually proposing that we end up retaining an outside local accountant to our head office out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, and a tax expert to be paid to work full time in order to complete this task.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, listening to you going on, I'm sure your shareholders have a lot to look forward to. Everything sounds great. Clearly, there's a value proposition here in the broader scope. What do we see? Where do we go from here in 2020, if we say the first quarter, second quarter?
So I really believe this is the year that we finish and complete all three of my strategic goals that I laid out becoming when I became CEO. You know, it's been such a long road, and finally the culmination of all of our combined efforts should be realized in 2020. As we prepare for in quarter one for our launch of our new technology platform and the app's actual enterprise launch, we plan to have a launch party at our head office out of Cambridge as well. I'm looking ahead to a year full of promise. I mean, I'm excited to bring the best proprietary and mobile business card solution to the market. 2020 is the year that all our hard work will come to fruition so that the shareholders realize the reasons that we invested together. MobiCard will need some funding to accomplish all of its agenda to make this the most successful year in the company's history. In our opinion, this is the year the stock will see its real value resulting from the efforts and actions that management has been doing behind the scenes to make the most valuable, profitable, and productive mobile business card platform on the market. Look out for our logo in the Apple and Google Play Store soon. Exciting announcements are soon to come. With our combined effort, we have the opportunity to have the next viral app to change the way business is conducted and become the best of brands in an entirely new industry in 2020.
Josh Sidaitis has been my guest today. He's the chairman and CEO of Peer-to-Peer Network, also known as MobiCard Inc. Look them up. They're on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol PTOP. Josh, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I'm always a fan of what you guys are doing out there. The only thing I ask is that you not wait so long to come back on again.
Absolutely. Look forward to me coming back very soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.